So it's a year later. How are your lives now?
How are our lives now?
We thought they'd be less busy, but they're not. So.
I still buy shirts at TJ Maxx. Hasn't changed.
I still find myself going, I gotta buy another dress. So nothing's changed really.
No, I mean since we first last talked, it's been overwhelming the year. We still get YouTube sent to us. I mean, I got one just yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Mashups, all this kind of stuff. It just
Frozen and the Thing.
It doesn't end. Oh yeah, that was a nice one. Yes. Frozen and the Thing together. It's a claymation thing.
Okay.
It's actually very funny. So it's been overwhelming. It really has. And I think we'll get serious right away. But we did, starting with the Reddit roundtable. Reddit roundtable is where a woman wrote in saying that she was in a bad place and was going to commit suicide and saw Frozen and inspired by Elsa and her journey. And she said, and I'm still here. Thank you. And you're like, oh, okay. So, we're overwhelmed by that. There are autistic kids that watch Frozen that parents tell us they hadn't. They don't sit still for anything, and they watch Frozen, they relate to Olaf. Just a few weeks ago, a friend of ours working at a nursing home and a senior citizen, she wasn't really, just sort of internal and not doing much, and she watched Frozen, and then she started drawing again, because she used to draw when she was younger, and she was drawing the Frozen characters. And her husband was just so grateful she was coming back to life. So you get... those are the stories that we go, oh, wow. And that's how I think our life has changed in that regard of sort of seeing what... we always knew that these films had some influence and power, but this one, certainly, I've never experienced anything like this. So you really do kind
of... yeah, it's still a surprise every day. It's still surprising us.
Yeah.
Are you sick of the song?
No, Well, I have to correct that because it was a joke of how we actually have parents coming up to us going, thanks, and so we just go, sorry, like kidding. I was like, what are you going to do? I mean, I think when I'm very old, the last thing left in my head will be Let It Go, and that's just fine with me.
Because there was a YouTube Choke Frozen. Have you seen that
one? That was Choke
Frozen. And it was just a woman, and she was dealing with the snowed-in kids, or her snowed-in daughter, and you just hear in the background, let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
I was wondering, in the Frozen Paper short, Elsa sneezing is the cutest thing ever. So I was wondering, how did she come up with that idea, or who came up with the idea for sneezing and snowmen come out?
We have this, one of our story artists, he was one of the head story artists on Frozen itself, and we were brainstorming all whatever it could be, blue sky, anything, and we kept saying it would be nice to focus on Elsa more, and because she's the one that, what's she like now? I mean, we end the film, we have this tragic character, we end the film, she's free, but we don't know, but we'd love to play with her magic in a different way, and he just said, what if she's a cold, and the cold wreaks havoc, and we just went crazy. I mean, we it got ridiculous at some points in it, but so much fun.
Some of the ideas started with, she would have this stuff, but then suddenly, like, spikes would show up in Arendelle. We're like, no, we did that before in the last one.
But even things like, create something else, and a sneeze does this, and blowing your nose does that. Like, we had all of these crazy, does she know, does she not know? So there were, still hours of, what do we do? What if? But it was, the idea itself was so simple and fun. We just you felt it when he suggested it. We all just went yes. So
yeah, and it gave us license to have fun with Elsa. So.
Yeah, which was nice.
Yeah.
I have 4.5-year-old twins, boy and a girl, who watch Frozen every single evening before they go to bed. Like they get through about a half an hour of it. And then they're asleep, so it's fantastic. The Frozen Fever, it's a nice, like, little hors d'oeuvre, like a little tide over. What's the future of Frozen and Elsa and Anna? Is there anything else coming up that we...
we don't know.
Can you talk about that?
No, we don't know. I mean, we just finished the short, like,
It was
2 weeks ago.
About 2 weeks ago, we really did. Finished the sound.
Yeah, we, you know.
So it's a little bit of, and we really didn't have much of a break before we started on this after the whirlwind of the feature. So.
But we're working on the Broadway musical, and that's a lot, and helping out in the studio, and I mean the directors helped us on Frozen, and we're helping them on their projects, and so.
Yeah.
We're kind of in that place gotta stop it for a second and then dream again. We don't know what we're going to come up with.
Because we're also involved with things like at the parks and all that.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a Frozen Fun that's a California Adventure. So we were asked advice on that. And so it's all sorts of things. And we're very Frozen busy. But the nice thing is that they're actually asking us.
Right.
Because sometimes in the past it's been, you know, you do the movie and that's kind of taken away and they do their thing throughout the company without any advice from us. And it's always nice to be asked because we know these characters so well. Mm-hmm. And there are things that we tried that didn't work with our characters, so it's always nice to give them that heads up. Like, don't go down that road because it just gets kind of sticky. So we're still very, very busy with a lot of it, so we'll see what's next.
What brought you to Norway, to be inspired by Norway? Mm-hmm.
The original one? Well, our art director, we knew it was going to be a Scandinavian area somewhere.
And that was based on sort of Hans Christian Andersen's original story.
Okay,
was so.
Question.
Yeah,
right.
that was, and so it was inspired by that originally, but you can talk about what Mike...
And then Mike Giamma was just going through books and... it was many of the books that he was going through. He'd seen a lot of internet stuff too, and he was posting all these pages on Scandinavian, you know, beautiful scenery and architecture, and almost all the post-its were Norway.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, "Okay, well, you know, we need our trip to Norway." Now we don't say that it's set in Norway, but it helps to have something specific to kind of draw from. So it makes the world very believable. And there were ideas in Norway we'd never have come up with on our own. The Stave Church, which is very beautiful. The rose mauling, which is specific to them, that sort of
beautiful
design.
There's a real warmth and intimacy to the villages. And then when you get out to the vast fjord, the contrast is great. And so it really, in the wood, it just lent itself to this beautiful extremes.
Yeah.
And Hans Christian Andersen...
Yeah,
story.
Of course.
How much of it was really, is it loosely based? Is it
very loose. I mean, it's more of an inspired by. We
character-based?
Yeah, I mean, we knew the Snow Queen is very, was a compelling idea, but, you know, in the book, she's evil, and you know nothing about her. She's very one-dimensional and represents evil. And the original, tonally, though, there's a lot of similarity. And there's the theme, we found the theme through the book. The theme in the book, it's sort of love versus negativity. But we translated that in more extreme to fear. So that came from the book. And then it was just a lot more about sort of the setting and things. But it's a very different kind of a story, and one that is beautiful in prose. But, you know, it's not necessarily the most cinematic in terms of structure and things like that. So we wanted to have really three-dimensional characters and go deep into them. So we made it our own.
I watched the making of Frozen, and so I learned about how Walt Disney had always wanted to do the Snow Queen. Did you have any direction from Walt or anything that he had kind of toyed with through the years?
No, not really. There weren't any transcripts of any of the early story sessions they may have had. They didn't go too far with it. There was an attraction they were doing down at Disneyland that was Mark Davis, one of the brilliant animators and Imagineers, had done designs for. We hadn't seen those until until like sort of the making of Frozen, and his wife was taking us through the sketches that he had done.
That was
so
amazing.
But that wasn't for a movie, so... Not really. We really didn't have any of that.
So from beginning to end, how long did it take you? I know you said you finished 2 weeks ago. So
for the short?
For the short, yeah.
Yeah, when did we start? June, really?
Well, June is when we started the idea
of
Elsa getting a cold and all that, just brainstorming.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much June through...
Through 2 weeks ago.
We finished 2 weeks ago, so...
We're bad at math, apparently. We've been called out for saying, it's a few months later. It's 11 months later. Okay, it's 11 months later. I'll just say it here. We're animators.
But production-wise, like when we started animation or layout, it was probably August, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was layout in August. We recorded the voices in the beginning of August, and so we had most of the writing and working with the songwriters was June through the end of August. And
it was a little tough because we got a little bit of our break at the beginning of it, like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever, just vacation. So there's kind of a baton handing, to each other. Okay, here's my version for now of the short, here go. And then she would go, okay, here's my version. So we'd work a little bit back and forth as we were going. But once we all got together, it really kind of
We remember the first day in animation when we saw, I think it was an Elsa shot was the first shot that came in, and seeing her alive again, we all were a little like, and I don't think we expected that feeling. I think we were kind of like, okay.
We were a little numb, and then, after all of it. So it was. It was great to see them again. And
that
actually,
that was the best feeling, so...
Yeah.
My favorite part was when Elsa bust out with the cold never vibe.
Just had to.
Something planned, or did you want to bring something?
Bobby and Kristen, they did that. It was great. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I know that a lot of kids, when they sang Let It Go, they sang that.
They sang
A Cold Never Bothers Me Anyway.
Yeah, that bothered me. Came from that.
So they sort of, I think it might have been riffed off of that.
Yeah.
And they sang it, the kids sing it, so like that is the lyric.
They think that's it.
Because it's like a cold in their lives is so debilitating and so big that it's like, that's not going to bother me, I'm going to get through this. So it's so cute when they do it, and I think it was a little bit of a nod to that too.
Yeah.
Waking up
at
that funny scene
with
Anna
hair.
Was there a reason? Was it something that a lot of people enjoyed that scene that you decided to kind of introduce yourself?
I have to say, it was something because I always, growing up, had always looked at how, in a lot of these fairy tales, they do like to show the lead female character waking up. And she always wakes up like, with birds waiting for her and stuff. And I always, woke up with a rat's nest on my head. So I think it was, in the original we loved it. But in this one, what we really loved was, there was the original film where Anna, Elsa. And we wanted to, now that Anna, Elsa's free to do that, we wanted to flip it. But of course we had to have the hair again because that's how she sleeps. So it was more just showing that the dynamic was now, they were back to that place where they could be playful. And
there's even a little bit of drool. Yep.
That was him. He drooled as a kid, so that was for him.
That's fun.
Were there any little Easter eggs or anything in the film that you can?
There is one.
I don't think we want to say it yet.
But it's a Disney character.
Okay.
You can find him.
You'll have to watch. Watch carefully.
Have to find him.
Or her. I said or her. And I said or her.
Or her. Yes.
I'm sure.
But there is one. There might be more. Sometimes the animators put in things that we don't necessarily see or they won't tell us.
That's a lot of it. It usually comes from the animators. They do it as for fun and sometimes they'll point it out because they need approval. And other times... we're like, oh, did you know there was a Mickey on that shelf?